A sudden shakeup at the Turkish central bank sends investors into a tailspin. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. The Turkish lira has plunged more than 15% today to a near record low. That's just 2 days after the country's president fired the central bank chief. Naci Ağbal was an advocate of using traditional monetary policy tools to combat sky-high inflation. Just last week, the central bank hiked interest rates 2 percentage points to 19%. Now, though, Mr. Ağbal has been replaced by an economics professor and former member of parliament loyal to President Erdogan's governing party. Tim Ash, an economist at Blue Bay Asset Management, explains why President Erdogan's sudden move has sent chills through financial markets this morning.
He hired Naci Ağbal, a well-trusted technocrat, in November to head the central bank and seemingly to pursue a mandate to normalize things, to move to a more orthodox policy stance. And he did that. I mean, it was refreshing. He hiked policy rates. He improved transparency. Communication was much improved. He focused on inflation. And the market trusted him and believed him. There was a lot of foreign portfolio money went into Turkey on the back of that appointment. And the lira rallied about 18%. And suddenly, surprise, surprise, over the weekend, Erdogan decided to fire Ağbal and hire someone who has expressed very unorthodox economic and monetary policy views, and actually views very akin to those that Erdogan himself has been pushing, that interest rates are somehow evil, that high interest rates cause inflation.
Now, Turkey's finance minister today tried to reassure investors, saying there will be absolutely no move away from the free market mechanism. Now, the central bank had been trying to fight inflation already. Consumer prices there last month were up more than 15.5%. What long-term impact could this central bank shakeup have on the economy?
Well, I think people are only thinking short-term at the moment. I mean, it's surviving the next week, the next couple of weeks. Turkey's ruling party, the AKP, is generally a pro-business party, and capital controls would hurt its constituency. But the currency is coming under extreme pressure because Turkey runs a very large trade deficit. It has a lot of dollar external financing needs, and it has very limited FX reserves to defend the currency. And, you know, classic economics, if you have a big external financing gap, you need a lot of dollars to close that gap. Either you raise interest rates to reduce domestic demand and demand for imports, or you intervene, or you let the currency go. They don't want to raise interest rates. So, you know, can they survive 6 months or longer without going to the IMF?
Tim Ash, an economist at Blue Bay Asset Management. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
It's not just the Turkish currency reacting to that news. Stocks on the nation's benchmark share index dropped more than 6% today. That briefly triggered a trading halt on the Istanbul Stock Exchange. Elsewhere, European stocks are slightly lower to start the week. Here in London, food delivery giant Deliveroo set its IPO price, which could value the company at as much as $12 billion. It would be the biggest share listing on the London Stock Exchange in more than 7 years. Meanwhile, shares of AstraZeneca are up 1.2%. That's after the company released results today of U.S. trials on the COVID vaccine it created in conjunction with Oxford University. We know vaccines are a critical tool to restarting economies ravaged by the pandemic, and the AstraZeneca results showed the shot was nearly 80% effective at stopping symptomatic cases of the virus. There were no safety issues regarding blood clots, an issue that caused countries across Europe this month to temporarily suspend their rollout of the vaccine. But there's been long simmering rows between the European Union and Britain over COVID-19 vaccine supplies. And the latest flashpoint appears to center on AstraZeneca doses that are made in the Netherlands and due to be sent to the UK. The BBC's Ben Wright has more on that.
It's been clear for days the European Commission is considering a move that could stop deliveries of some AstraZeneca jabs to the UK unless the company increases its supplies to Europe. But the government has said the EU must allow the firm to meet its contractual obligations to Britain. And that's likely to be something Boris Johnson wants to discuss in calls with national capitals. It's EU leaders who will decide on Thursday whether to escalate or defuse this row. The government has said before that vaccine supply issues will not affect the roadmap for easing lockdown or the targets for delivering jabs.
That's Ben Wright reporting there. Well, while vaccine supply issues are one thing, public confidence in the shots are another, as we've been talking about. Research by the opinion poll company YouGov suggests confidence in the AstraZeneca vaccine has fallen in mainland Europe after concerns about whether the shot caused blood clots. The BBC's Naomi Grimley has more on that story.
The European Medicines Agency was clear last week that the AstraZeneca vaccine is safe and effective, after concluding that the jab did not increase the overall risk of developing blood clots. But this research by YouGov suggests the decision to suspend its rollout in parts of the EU has shaken people's faith. 61% of those questioned in France, for instance, said they thought the AstraZeneca vaccine was unsafe. More than half those interviewed in Germany were of the same opinion. In the UK, however, YouGov says confidence in the jab remains high. 77% of people here still believe the vaccine is perfectly safe, with just 9% saying the opposite.
That's the BBC's Naomi Grimley reporting there. Finally, to space, where a Russian rocket has been launched carrying 38 satellites from countries all around the world. They include a project to test how tons of debris in orbit around Earth can be removed. One satellite will be used to magnetically grab up the so-called space junk, while a partner satellite will be used to pull items back down here to Earth. It's estimated roughly 9,000 tons of redundant hardware is drifting aimlessly above our heads in space. It poses a collision hazard to operational space missions. It's believed future cleanup missions will become increasingly frequent in the coming years. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.